Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. So happy you decided to join us. Before we jump in today, I'd like, first of all, if you're liking these podcasts, if you like this one or the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast or High School Hoops or the Funnel Down Defense Podcast, if you like any of those, go over and check them out. Leave a 5-star review. We love sending them out to the world. It's one of my passions in the world is kind of share this game. But before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. It's easy to set up. It's got great customer service, and they are always on the cutting edge of giving players and coaches what they need. And that's why I love them. They not only give stuff away, if you go over and look at Dr. Dish is always giving stuff away and sharing with the community. And that's why I want to share them with you. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $400 off. That's right, $400 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. 14-day free trial. No one else does that. No one else gets the cell phone number and the email for the runner. No one else is being run by a high school coach for a high school coach. This is what I do. This is what I do. I'm not running this other thing. I'm not a businessman. I'm a high school basketball coach trying to help you become a better basketball coach. And to be honest with you, I've done pretty well in my career, and I'd like to share that with other coaches. So go over and check it out, and let's head off to the podcast.
That was kind of the easy part, you know?
Right.
I think where I fell short was, and I'm very honest and open about this, is I, as being the head coach, right, you move those 18 inches over, and the coaches I worked with too, I mean, how I was groomed, it was kind of like, you're now you have all the answers, or you're supposed to,
right?
Right. So now as the coach, I lost my teachability. Like I felt like I was supposed to have the answers, and I asked fewer questions the older I got and the further along I got. And that was, anyone listening out there, big mistake, yep. Right? but I think
lifelong learner, man.
Right.
I tell people this all the time, and I'm not kidding. I wish I knew as much as I did in my 30s. Like, I mean, I don't feel like I know anything anymore. I've coached for 30 years and won a lot of games. It's like, I feel like I know zero. And it's like in my 30s, I thought I knew everything. It's like, you know what I mean? Because.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm coaching young kids now, and sometimes I'm going, oh my gosh, what drill, what should I be doing with these guys? I mean, some just like, oh my gosh, but I know more basketball than, you know, or been through it for 30 years. I've been involved in basketball.
Right.
But now I'll ask a heck of a lot more questions.
I know. That's one of the reasons I started the podcast, is like, I felt like I needed to learn more. So so when that ended, what was your feeling? I don't want to coach anymore, or I'm done, or what happened then?
Well, to be honest, it was pretty crushing for me. I was in a position where things weren't going well. I mean, things weren't going well with my staff. They weren't going well with the team. I was kind of in a not good situation. We got a new athletic director, and I had a year left on my contract. So I really thought I was going to be able to finish it out anyway.
Right.
You know, I had a good schedule coming up. I had a meeting with my athletic director, and it was only the second time I had talked to him since he had gotten the job. And it was, hey, you can resign or you could be fired, your choice. I'm like, oh, that's not a really good choice.
No.
So honestly, it blindsided me in a sense. And it tore me apart. My identity was in that job. It was in what I was doing. And it really tore me up. And at that point I had a year left on my contract. So I was going to get paid only if I didn't coach. And I had a young daughter,
right,
who was 18 months old. And, you know, it was kind of like, all right, need to step back, take the year off, and figure out what I'm going to do.
Okay.
And to be honest, it was kind of nice in the sense of, oh my gosh, there's life beyond basketball. So I got a taste of that. But my husband also was like, you know what? I got my girl back.
Right.
Because I was so engrossed in, you know, the job. It's not a job. It's a lifestyle.
It is. Yeah. That's what people don't understand. Here's an observation I've said. So my son was looking at some schools out east and a little Ivy like type schools. And I bet half the coaches I talked to were D1 guys that had popped down to D3. Good league, great schools, academic, blah, blah, blah. But I think what they, and every one of them, what I could see is they were younger, they had young families, and it's about quality of life, because it is literally, that's what people don't understand about the D1 level.
Right.
I mean, that's what you do. 365. That's it. Like, that's what you're doing. Like,
here's the stat may blow your mind. And I don't know if I should mention this here, but the divorce rate for Division I coaches is 67%.
No.
Yes. So, I mean, think about that.
Wow.
You know, so that's a reason too, that I'm like my mission is to kind of help coaches in the sense of what's beyond basketball. That's what we talk about, the non X's and O's.
Yeah. So let's talk about the book. That's a good lead into the book. So let's talk about the book, how the book came about, and then give us kind of what that is.
So I, after coaching, I'm an entrepreneur. So I would start businesses and, you know, but it was always with the intent of helping people. So one, it was in recruiting, helping athletes get recruited. Then it was in health and wellness, and, you know, helping people with the nutrition aspect of things. And then it was, I got into health insurance because the Obamacare, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And but it was always with the intent for me to make money and replace that income that I had lost. So that was, again, my identity was in so many wrong things, you know? So I go to a seminar in 2014, and the seminar leader, she says, how do you answer to your boss? And in a room of 1,000 people, I say, I'm an entrepreneur, you know, I'm thinking I don't have a boss. So I say out loud, what if you don't have a boss? And she turns around and looks at me and she says, that's your number one problem. And I had to think for a minute. I was like, oh my gosh. So, you know, I didn't have a boss, but really my boss should be my right. Heavenly Father. So, right. So from there, it kind of brought me to my knees and started me on this journey of reflection, okay. of looking back at myself and my life and coaching and control and all those things that, and I finally came to the realization, Steve, and I finally admitted, because it would always be, we got a new athletic director. I got, you know, I had it, blah, blah, blah. No. I got fired.
Right.
And I got fired for a reason.
Yeah.
A lot of things that I didn't do right. So when I talked earlier about using your words, I mean, that was probably a big thing, about how do you build up your players, you know? So I had a long period of self-reflection and looking at all the things I really screwed up and thinking about, okay, how many coaches are really going through this stuff themselves? And right. how can I help? So being vulnerable and sharing what I've been through and sharing some of these lessons can help other coaches. So it was like, okay, if I can help others not make the same mistakes that I made, then that's a win.
Right.
So I'm going to take my screw up, my suffering, and I'm going to turn it into something good for others and help coaches.
Okay. And so explain how the book does that.
So the book is kind of goes through my coaching journey, and you know, there's the good stuff of the rise. It says the journey of a rise to the top, a major fall, and a revelation of truth. So okay. Shows my journey. I talk about the things that, you know, the mistakes I made. That, okay, if you're a young coach, there's lessons for young coaches. One, you're on an interview every day of your life, right? Whether you think of it or not, every conversation you have, young coaches, be teachable. There's lessons in there about how to teach young kids.
Did you have an older coach on your staff? I refer to them as a Yoda. Did you have your Yoda on your staff?
I did not have a Yoda, I would say.
Okay. Because I always tell people when they're hiring a staff, you need a Yoda on your staff.
Yeah.
You need actually someone that knows more than you, to be honest with you.
Well,
you should be the smartest person in the room.
Amen. Amen. And that's one of the things I talk about, that, you know, hiring your staff is super important. I hired people that I knew.
Right.
Well, that I was, you know, relationship wise, I was comfortable with, but maybe not necessarily the best choices in hiring in that regard. So right. Surround yourself with people that are going to challenge you, not yes people, right?
And yeah. So here's the way I describe it. You want a Yoda, you want a workhorse, and you want somebody that questions you. You want somebody that everything, and not in a bad way. I mean, I have three people on my staff and each one of them fits one of those roles. Now there's overlaps, but it's like, I have one that it's like, I don't have to do the stuff I don't want to do. He's a workhorse. He'll do this. He'll do this. He'll do this. I have another one that's like, why are you doing that? Could we do this? How about this? And then you have to have the Yoda, which is the one that's like, they got to know more than you. Like, I mean, that's what I turn to when I get stuck. It's like,
right.
And that's hard. Staffs are so important. People underestimate staff. It's like, that's what you spend your time with. That's your second family.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have to work well together, you know,
right,
and,
right.
And there has to be that ability to communicate. And then your job as the head coach is to navigate all that. Right. And,
right.
And to be honest with you, I did a terrible job of that. So believe me, there's a lot of things that I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Right.
Might want to do, but there's a lot of that in the book of discussing those type of things. How's
the book broken up in relation to that? Like at the end, is it like steps? Is it like things that people would
it's well, more, I'd say there's more teachable nuggets, okay. You know, there's, yep. Like the chapters ones, the, I'll just, so I got the pregame, I got the coaching journey, the long road to healing, which gives you kind of all the areas. When you think about life, we're all broken in some way. So how do you address, like for me, there were things that stemmed back from my childhood of being in an abusive family, you know? So there were things I had to dig down to, like why I was angry. Like I was an angry coach. I was an angry elf, you know, you saw Elf and he's the angry elf. And that stemmed back from unhealed wounds from my childhood. I mean, but you talk about what holds you back? You know, you start to believe things that you're not good enough. You know, someone spoke that about me years ago. You're not good enough to be at this level. Well, once I started losing, I started believing that.
Right.
You know,
right.
And to believe that stuff, and then it becomes what you believe becomes reality, you know? So how do you get through that? How do you get past that stuff? And there's, you know, I talk about real stuff in here. It's not a bunch of fluff. It's very vulnerable. Right. And then
it's a roadmap. It sounds like a roadmap a little bit.
The X's and O's of success. You know, I talk about the communication aspect and how important that is. Giving coaches direction, surrounding yourself. Don't be the smartest person in the room, right? Just what you said. Surround yourself with good people that are willing to challenge you, but in a healthy way, right?
Okay.
And then I talk about coaching at the different levels. So, you know, I've coached at, I've done from D3, D1. I talk about the high school. I've coached some high school stuff. But also from the parents' perspective of things, I get into that a bit, and then talk about coaching youth. How do you coach the young kids and really the progression of that? Because I've spent the last 10 years coaching my own kids, and people would say, how could you go from coaching, you know, Division I basketball to coaching these munchkins, and like you were so great with them? And I'm like, because it, like there's okay, you, there's little things. This is all they need to know.
Right.
They need to know how to dribble.
Right.
And we lower the hoops, and I'm going to teach them. And we just teach, you know, and you break things down. So, you know,
There's pure in that level. They're pure at that level too. I'm telling you, it's harder, but it's also easier in some respects. Yeah.
Well, I think your own expectations are a little lower, right? As long as, you know, I'm getting them to dribble the ball. And
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And move up and down the court and teach.
I always refer to it as fundamentals. Like fundamentals at that age.
Did you coin that, Steve?
No, I didn't coin that. But it's true, though. It's fundamentals. So like, and I do that, and I tell them you should never be a kid's last coach ever. Never be a kid's last coach. Now, obviously, when you're a Division I coach at Akron, it's a little different. You probably might be their last coach, but I tell my youth program and my youth coaches, you better not be their last coach, because that means they didn't have a good experience, and it's like, you know, it's not going to be for everybody. But I don't want you to be their last one having fun doing it, because that's so important at that level. So
yeah. So there was a study. I did this program at the University of Notre Dame called Play Like a Champion. And there was a study that they did with kids, finding out why do they play the game?
Right.
Okay. And it was interesting. So boys and girls, the top seven were different a little bit for boys and girls, but number one for both boys and girls at that age was have fun. So if they're not having fun, they're not coming back.
And it's like in a hidden gem and the kid that it could make a difference in their lives, you've lost. And it's like, just because you had a bad, I know. If you read like Malcolm Gladwell, in Outliers, it's like all of a sudden these kids, it's about coaching too. That it's such an underutilized thing. I think USA Basketball is really trying to do a better job with it. But it's like, it's just so important because the better players get the better coaches, which are understand more and make it more relevant and make it more fun. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's just like this cycle of horrible. Yeah. So what are you doing other than writing a book right now?
So now I'm the athletic director at my daughter's school.
Okay.
So that's been real fun during COVID.
I bet. Oh
my gosh. We are playing. Just started up last weekend with games. So I'm coaching my eighth grader. I'm coaching my sixth grader.
Okay.
And then I don't know, I do projects like crazy. I put down floors in my basement and stuff like decks.
You write a book. What are you talking about? I threw you a softball on that one. You write a book. Yeah. Write a book.
So COVID was my book writing. So I started January 1st. And by December, I published the book. So it was a pretty incredible journey to go through.
Where can people find the book? I will put it in the show notes too when we do this, but where can they find the book? Anywhere?
So you could get it on Amazon. It's called Broken to Bold.
Okay.
Or my website. So my website is coachkellykennedy.com.
Okay.
If you get it from my website, I'll actually sign it.
Okay.
And send you a copy.
Have you done an Audible part of the book?
I have not. So it just got published December 7th. So thank you for sharing on the podcast. So I'm, getting it out. I've gotten some great reviews by coaches, the nuggets and the information that's in there. And, it's good for parents and leaders, CEOs. I mean, just people.
No, maybe. I mean, maybe that's your pivot too. When COVID ends, you go on a speaking junket or whatever it is. No, the only reason I ask is obviously you can see I love reading, but I don't read as much as I used to because I'm busy audio books are the way that I do it now. I'm just about done with Brock's book, which was like 30 hours, crazy long. But it's like, that's the way I try to read a book a month at least.
Okay.
And half the time it's me on walks and I'm just listening. No, it was just, I just wondered if it was out there in Audible.
Somebody asked me about that too. I got to look into that.
Yeah. I think it's an interesting pivot too. And it's like, we're both getting a little bit older. If it's late afternoon, I start reading, I start dozing off. It's not like it used to be. So, where I can just sit and read all afternoon. It's like, oh God, I'm getting old. It's like, I start reading, falling asleep. Is there any parting words you have for coaches? What would be your parting word?
You have a gift. You've been blessed with an opportunity to impact lives. Use it. It's not about you. It's about the kids and it's about the positivity and what you can bring to their lives. And you might be their only source of positivity in their life. And you get to know them off the court and just help them grow. It's not all about the wins and losses.
It's not. It's the reason I've kept teaching, like, because I could have done other things, and it's like, but the impact I got a text from one of my players the other day that almost made me cry, telling me what he's doing, but was like, oh my God, that's why, like, seriously, that's why I do it. It's like, I could have done other things. I could have coached at different levels. I had opportunities, but this is like, man, it's like, and I told my wife, I said, I'm kind of close to retirement, but I'm really not. Like, I'm getting the age wise I am, but I said, I can't end this way. I can't end not being in front of my kids and teaching every day. And it, yeah, when it gets back to normal, because that's the impact. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I don't know if you're in your school when you're doing your AD stuff, but there's a life force in schools that is unbelievable. When you get older, like me, I just like suck that life force. It's like the movie Cocoon. I swear to God.
Yeah.
It is, isn't yeah. it? It's like, there's something about that age and that youth. And it's like the excitement mm-hmm. of life that they're missing right now with COVID, to be honest with you. It really is. Kelly, I really appreciate coming on. This was awesome. I learned a lot. This was great.
Oh, thank you for having me. I enjoyed being on. I appreciate it.
This was great. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to support us, you want to help us keep the lights on here at teachhubs.com, go over, join 14-day free trial, and then stop the car, subscribe, like, Apple 5-star review. That would be good. All right. Maybe. Have a good day. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.